There's a new state law shaking things up in North Carolina's education system, and the Business Journal is talking about it this week. Justin, what is the law and what is it about?
Well, of all the controversial decisions that the Republican-dominated legislature made in the most recent session, among the most controversial involves something called opportunity scholarships, which are essentially vouchers, taxpayer money that is going to be pulled away from public schools and made available, not this year, but next year and the year after, for students of a certain income level to go to either private schools or charter schools.
Who will actually be eligible?
Well, in the first year, there's going to be $10 million set aside. And those that are going to be eligible are not kids that are already enrolled in either these private schools or these charter schools, but kids that want to go to them for the first time. And they're sort of income sensitive. So these are children that are already qualifying for free or reduced lunches and sort of a step above that. So we're looking at lower income families and sort of the working poor as well.
And who's going to decide which students get the scholarships?
So there's $10 million available next year, and the year after, the amount goes up to $40 million. There's going to be a group put together called the State Education Assistance Authority, and they will be looking at all the applications from across the state of children that are currently in public schools that want to get a voucher for as much as $4,200 a year in taxpayer money to go to a private school or go to a charter school. And it'll be somewhat randomly selected that first year. So if you qualify, you go into a big pot, kind of like a lottery. You see if you win or not.
Okay, this law is sparking a lot of controversy, primarily because it's redirecting tax dollars away from public schools. Justin, how did we get here?
We've had challenges and problems and critics of the public school system in North Carolina, really, and across the country for many years. How do you fix that? And one of the thoughts in how you fix that is you inject competition into the system. And this is why charter schools came about and why they were able to pull some public support to get up and running and get in the game. The thinking is if the public schools are going to lose some of their best students to a charter school across the street, they're going to up their game. That's kind of the idea. Not a bad idea when you think about it. The challenges in this state, though, is with the Republican-dominated legislature, these are a group of folks that are committed to smaller government. And when you're committed to smaller government in North Carolina, that means you are committed to cutting the education budget. 55% of all the tax dollars that are spent in this state go to education, K through college. The only way that you save money and shrink government is to shrink education. And so as a result, in real dollar terms over the last 5 years, when you look at funding for education, it's been going down, down, down. In the current fiscal year, there's about $500 million less going to public education in North Carolina than we've had in previous years. It's a huge cut. It's why we're losing teachers' assistants. Some 9,000 teachers' assistant jobs have been eliminated. Teacher pay has been stagnant for the last 5 years. There have been cuts for textbooks and classroom supplies. Classroom sizes are going up. So on the one hand, you've got the legislature saying, we want public schools to be more competitive. We're going to support these charter schools and private schools to enable them to compete more. But the public schools are saying, you're giving us fewer resources to be competitive. How are we supposed to do that?
What about accountability?
Accountability is a big issue here. So, you know, the public schools have all these regulations and all these testing programs that they have to do and have to report out to the public. And it dictates who is going to run these schools and how much funding they're going to get and how much freedom they have to make their own decisions within. Even though this tax money is going to these private schools and charter schools, they have far less accountability in that regard. And so that's something that the folks on the public school side are saying, that's not fair either.
Hmm. Well, this is now a law,
yeah. And
it goes into effect for the 2014-2015 academic school year. What are the public schools doing in order to prepare themselves for this change, as well as the private and charter schools?
Well, it's easier to answer the second part of that question, which is they are getting ready for a lot more folks looking at those schools. They're also beginning to think about how to advertise and raise the visibility of their private schools or their charter schools so they can start attracting these students who will suddenly have the financial means to go to these schools that may not have had it today. On the public school side, they're going to have to do the best they can with less funds. I don't know that it's any more complicated than that.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Catherine.